I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As fighting intensifies in Gaza, Western diplomats try to prevent a similar escalation between Israel and Lebanon. Israeli airstrikes killed two Hezbollah members and three civilians in southern Lebanon over the weekend. Nuna, with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon, says the tension is tangible. Fear coincides with anger.
We have this division in Lebanon now against Hezbollah. There's so many people who don't want the war, but they're rising up. So what will this lead to? It might be a civil war, and that would be more concerning to me than the Israel-Hezbollah war.
Lebanon's last civil war from 1975 to 1990 killed more than 100,000 people. The fallout from that war, plus the Syrian refugee crisis and all the calamities of the last 5 years, leave many Lebanese feeling like Job. Pray believers can speak God's peace to troubled souls. And finally, Christmas 2023 was mixed for church congregations in China. Eric Berkland with China Partner says some pastors reported services were well attended, with clear gospel invitations and baptisms were celebrated, but other churches had not been allowed to gather at Christmas Day at all due to government restrictions.
The Christmas Day holiday is no longer supported by the government. I'd always heard that, you know, the sanitization push is trying to control everything. But that this one church would actually literally say, you know, we could not celebrate Christmas Day any longer because of the restriction. That was surprising.
Don't miss the hope in this story. Pray for Chinese believers as they faithfully share the gospel and persevere in the assurance that Christ is on the throne. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.